Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Chad Markwitz, and I'm speaking today with Segun Lawson, President and CEO of Thor Explorations, traded on the AIM and the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX, and on the OTC markets under the ticker THXPF. And Segun, it's always great having you on the KE Report, just to get an update on Thor Explorations. And we've got a big one for people today, and that is you've updated the resource estimate at the Douta Gold Project in Senegal, and not just a minor update. I would point out you have increased the total resources here by 144% from where it was in 2022 last year at the maiden mineral resource to where it is a year later. So it's pretty amazing that you've grown it that much to 1.78 million ounces. That's in both categories, indicated and inferred. And Segun, I just want to throw it over to you to unpack the key takeaways from this resource update at Douta.
Hi, Chad. Yeah, thanks for having me back on. Glad to be here giving you this update. Like you say, we're very happy with the outcome of this resource update. You know, last year we drilled 26,000 meters, which was the most we'd ever drilled in a calendar year on this project. And we've always had belief in the upside potential in this project. If you remember, our last set of drill results that we released in December 22 were extremely encouraging. And we were always very much looking forward to looking to this updated resource. It's probably important to emphasize that, you know, even at the end of the drilling campaign last year, we were very excited by the extension potential along strike, down dip, and the new prospects we could infill. So we had already designed a significant drill program for this year, 40,000 meters. So when we got this resource update and we pulled it together, we're extremely excited by the potential scale of this project. If I start with the actual numbers, you know, our maiden resource in 2021 was 730,000 ounces, and that was all in the inferred category. What we did, part of our program was to infill that and upgrade it to indicated, and the indicated number alone increased from 730,000 ounces to around about 875,000 ounces. So we're extremely happy with that, grading at 1.3 grams per ton. And then we were testing the strike as well, seeing what other inferred we could add. And we got a further 900,000 ounces of inferred. So like you said earlier, a total of 1.78 million ounces in the global resource, which was a fantastic result for us, which we're extremely happy by. Where does that leave us now? Look, we've kicked off our 2023 drilling program. And our 2023 drilling program consists of both RC and diamond drilling, but it also consists of geotech drilling, metallurgical drilling to understand much better the metallurgy here. And it's all going to culminate in a preliminary feasibility study, which we're aiming to get done by the end of the year. We think we've done a significant amount of work already in terms of the resource. It's very robust and well constrained. And now it's all about drilling certain areas earmarked for upgrade, particularly with the higher grade areas, and a number of the new prospects, which are also falling currently in the inferred category.
Well, Segun, let's dig into some of those new discoveries that the team has made that are in the inferred right now, but hopefully we'll move them to the indicated with more drilling. The main body that you've outlined the resources on previously and in this resource was the Makosa tail, but you have brought into the fold the Maka, the Mansa, and Sambara discoveries, which are a long trend on this huge land package you have in Senegal. So maybe just speak to those new discoveries of Maka, Mansa, and Sambara, and where you see things continuing to grow there.
Yeah, look, all three of them were discoveries. The ounces that were incorporated into the resource were only from Sambara, and that still has scope to grow even more. So we were very happy with that, particularly the indicated portion of Sambara was grading, you know, 1.75 grams per ton. So there's going to be a lot of focus there as well. I think the big win from this whole program was the Makosa tail, where, you know, we had, you know, almost 500,000 ounces at a very exciting grade. 256,000 ounces of that was indicated, and that was grading at over 1.7 grams per ton. So look, we've, over the last few years, taken a lot of attention away internally and externally from the Douta project with a huge amount of focus in Nigeria. That's the project which we've built and we've got into cash flow and we're producing from. However, we've always known that this project within our portfolio has significant upside potential. And now we're, knocking on the door of 2 million ounces with a lot of infill to come and additional further upside as well. So we're hugely excited by this, and we're very happy with the results.
Well, Segun, you mentioned you're going to be doing 40,000 meters of drilling this year, as well as still building towards that PFS by year end. With all that drilling, though, what are the main areas of focus? Is it to switch categories and bump some of them up from inferred into indicated? Is it still to keep stepping out? Is it more on these satellite deposits? Is it at depth? Walk us through where some of the balance will be from these 40,000 meters of drilling this year.
Yeah, the initial focus is converting more of the inferred to indicated. That's the top priority. The second priority is, fleshing out some of the higher grade areas where we think there's decent tonnage at good grade, and we could pick up the total grade for the resource as a whole. And thirdly, which doesn't have, a huge amount of meters, is continuing to see, the extent of the strike length we have, in between the discoveries, over 15 kilometers of underexplored structures. So we'll put some wide-spaced drilling meters in there as well. But the key focus right now is seeing what goes into the indicated category, which can be converted to reserves for the PFS.
Okay, and you mentioned you're doing some other additional de-risking work for the PFS, like the met testing, some of the met work. Is there any permitting that you still need to do on Duda to move it towards the development? Are there any other environmental studies, any other work the team is doing, maybe behind the scenes, that's still important to de-risk the project and move it forward?
Yeah, certainly. There's currently the environmental impact assessment that's been going on for the last 5 months or so. And, we feel confident that we'll be able to get that done in time to be put into the preliminary feasibility study as well. In terms of the permitting, the key permitting process after all the studies is converting the license from its current exploration license to a mining license. And, we will start that process, in the second half of this year. And, we don't see any reason why that should be a problem.
Well, maybe just one more here, Segun, on the Duda project overall. I mean, when people think about Thor Explorations, many people think about the project in Nigeria that's in production, Segilola, and you've got that mine up and running. But they've kind of been discounting this Duda project, I believe, personally, as a shareholder in Thor Explorations, and full disclosure. But I just don't think most people have given it the attention it deserves. Now that this resource update is coming out and people can see that you got almost 2 million ounces of gold here, still growing, still drilling, and a very aggressive drill program on tap for this year, and economic studies on the way. What do you think the misconception is about the Duda project, where maybe the marketplace hasn't fully realized the value that it contains for the company? And could you maybe speak to, do you think it's getting a discount because it's in Senegal, or what the jurisdiction is like for mining in Senegal?
Well, I'll start with the end of your question first. Senegal is an excellent jurisdiction for mining. You've got Endeavour with the Sabodala-Massawa mine, which has had a long history. You have Barrick in there spending a lot of money on exploration. You have Resolute there with a Mako mine. And, it's a country that's seen projects go, from grassroots through discovery, through construction, and into production. So, look, we're very happy with being in Senegal. To come back to the early part of your question, internally, we have a very small team that's been very focused on, over the last few years, on raising the money in Nigeria, getting our studies done, building a mine through COVID, and then making sure we meet our targets. So broadcasting that message, there has been a lot of focus on, the near-term cash flow we were letting potential investors know about. There has been a lot of focus on, the underexplored nature of Nigeria and how we think after going into production, we would step up exploration. So I guess we have been pretty much labeled as a Nigerian play, but we've always internally known and respected the potential of Duta. I don't think there's any value for Duta priced into our share price. I think there's a huge amount of value to be unlocked here and delivered to shareholders. And I think further to that, we can't really overlook the fact that we have a very competent mine building team. We have mine building experience. We have a shareholder that's our senior lender that have the ability to finance mines. And we have a very good EPC partner that's just built our mine in Nigeria that's also a shareholder of ours as well. So we have all the pieces to the puzzle to go out and build our second mine in West Africa. And I think the next tick in the box to do that is to deliver this PFS after completing this year's fieldwork.
Yeah, Shagun, I think that's a key distinction that you could make that other development stage companies cannot make, and that is you do have the team, the lending partners, and the in-country experience to be able to take a mine from exploration to development and into production. You've already proved you could do that at Segilola, so I think that the fact that the market hasn't woken up to just how big Douta has grown, hopefully they will on this resource update, but also just the competency of the team to deliver on what you say you're going to do, I think that bodes well for you compared to your peers that may have development projects and no experience building mines. But let's talk about the mine you built at Segilola. Maybe just give everybody a quick operations update, and then let's dig into some of the exploration after that.
Yeah, look, Segilola project continues to deliver in terms of production. You know, after last year completing our first full calendar year of production and finishing off at the upper end of guidance, you know, we've been happy with the start of this year as well. We do have a big quarter coming up in terms of having a huge amount of material to move in terms of strip ratio prior to getting back into some very high grade material. So there's going to be a lot of concentration and focus on getting that right as well. And the updates have been, you know, what we've released to the market. You know, we paid back about half of our debt last year. We've restated the balance of the debt. We're aiming to produce 85 to 95,000 ounces this year and hopefully end up at the upper end of guidance again. We will have finances for last year coming out in the next, you know, month or so. We will also have our Q1 production numbers coming out as well at the end of this quarter. So there's lots to update the market on operations and production there. But I guess also what has changed this year that we didn't have a huge amount of focus on, or we didn't have the same amount of capability on last year, is the ability to put our foot down on exploration and drive that at a much more aggressive pace. And we're doing that now. You know, we've had our first discovery outside the pit, and we were very excited by that, the Western prospects. We're very excited by the drill results there, and we're fleshing out those drill results. And hopefully in the next quarter, probably at least once a month, we'll be looking to get drill results out from that drilling program there. We're also looking to kick off drilling elsewhere around the mine at the targets to the north as well. So we will be looking forward to updating the market with our drill results from there as well.
And it's nice to see a mine that's running on all cylinders now. And really, as far as a ramp up and moving to commercial production last year, your team has executed perfectly. But the other question people have had about Segilola is, how could it be grown? How can the resources grow? And some of these recent drill results that you just put out really the end of last month at the Western Prospects is really the first time you've stepped out in a while and shown the market, hey, there's still a lot of blue sky upside at Segilola. So let's maybe dive into that a little bit more on some of these drill holes that you put out, some nice intervals, 2 meters of 227 grams per ton gold from 80 meters down, 1 meter that had 310 grams per ton gold. So some nice high-grade hits there, as well as another 3-meter intercept, a 2-meter intercept of, you know, 14 grams per ton gold, 6 grams per ton gold. So a little bit higher grade than what we've seen at other areas of the project. Maybe walk us through what you're learning about this Western Prospects area.
Yeah, look, it's not very wide, just 2 to 3.5 meters wide, but it's a very well-constrained structure that, again, we haven't closed out. At surface, the grades were extremely attractive. You know, we were looking at 30 gram rock chips, 60 gram rock chips. And then, you know, needless to say, when we drilled underneath it, we were absolutely blown away with the grades that came back. So, you know, we've started extending this drill program to the north and to the south, and a couple of deeper holes underneath that 2 meters of 227 grams per ton. This is all within trucking distance of the plant. It adds to the mine life extension potential. It's very high grade as well. Just what we need, you know, over the last few years when we've been looking at exploration outside the pit, these are the kind of results we would have been really thrilled to get, and we are really thrilled to have them now. So that drilling's ongoing now. We have an initial 3,000 meters. Once we finish that 3,000 meters and get all the results in from the various targets, we'll sit around a table and reprioritize where to put, you know, the next set of meters. But this is certainly a very welcome inclusion to our discovery portfolio, should I say, in Nigeria. And what we want to do is, after this 3,000 meters, be in a position where we can say, okay, look, which one are we going to try and advance the maiden resource in the near term, and you know, fast track advancing to maiden resource.
So again, just remind everybody, isn't there also potential to drill below the existing pit and also find more resources there?
There is that potential, and that's also going to get a few meters, and it's ongoing over the next few weeks. And that's also one of the areas that we're going to be looking to, that's going into our portfolio of what we're going to prioritize. So we'll see where that ranks. You know, for us, the key priority is extending the mine life beyond where we are with realistic ounces, whether that's in the open pit, whether that's underneath the pit, whether that's just even taking the pit a few meters deeper in some areas. That will all be, decisions will all be made on that over the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of news on tap for investors to follow along with from exploration at both projects, both around current resources and stepping out from current resources. A lot of drills still turning as we speak, and a lot of assays to still report. Then you've got the operations coming out. What's the key takeaways you want investors to have now that the resource is out of Douta and as things are humming along at Segilola? What's the main takeaways you want investors to get from Thor Explorations, where it's positioned in 2023?
Well, I think the key takeaways are we're generating strong cash flow out of Nigeria. And, you know, it's nice to see the prevailing gold prices quite strong. We're very focused on extending the Segilola mine life. And secondly, we have diversified ourselves by jurisdiction and stage of development through a very credible project in Senegal, where there's a significant discovery now within our portfolio. So there's lots of news coming out for the remainder of the year, and there are lots of milestones to be ticked. And whilst all this is going on, we continue to look at any opportunities that may be interesting to the company that will deliver more value to the potential shareholders and investors.
Okay, we'll wrap it up there, Segun, but always appreciate you coming on the show and just unpacking some of the work that the team is doing at Thor Explorations. We'll keep following along. And as I mentioned earlier, I am a shareholder of the company, so I'm also biased, but keenly interested in how you guys are doing. And we really appreciate you spending some moments with us here at the KE Report to unpack the progress the team has made at Thor Explorations. Looking forward to our next conversation, Segun.
Thank you so much, Chad. It's been great speaking, as always, and speak to you soon.